야지 야진도 비타제 첸딜이야 삼로탄다 칸데데 디샤네 첸딜 펜바상라 카르 쿄와텐도 펜바 카르요레세 딜라기요라 첸 디데 치마니가데 지 삼루체데 비요네 공네 공도야 뱅게데 구르데레스 고라 오 디케샤 부츠구레스 고라
So then we're made up of both body and mind. Who is it that's kind with regard to our body? Then we have to say it's our mother, right? The new mother gave us this body. Then they have their great kindness. From the perspective of mind, then we say the guru, right? Because the guru is the one who then has made it possible for us to improve our minds, transform and improve our minds, and relying upon the guru means like that. So when we consider how they're kind in, how they've made it possible for us in this lifetime, the happiness and well-being that we get in this life, and then ultimately, in the long run, the ultimate kind of happiness of reaching towards the final goal, then they also provided us that. So in those two, from those two perspectives, and the guru is kind.
Oh yeah. Tangan jadi loginda. Yang dia kau ingin sih jual tenjensi sih tuwe. Oh yeah. Yang dia kau ingin sih jual tenjensi sih tuwe. Tumu dah tumu main bersih nanda. Tapi yang dia tarba tu tamzi. Ungu tu lami kau bang tamzi. Tarba tamzi cuma tamzi. Sendi tegi. Sama tamzi yang dia sama tamzi ke sih sih tuwe. Yang dia kau ingin sih tuwe. Zawa. Zawa di. Sebab yang dia kau ingin sih jual.
So then the kind Reverend Lama or Guru is the foundation of all excellence. It means that any kind of good qualities or knowledge, we can say, either sometimes excellence means like that, good qualities or knowledge, then it all is comes from the Buddha, from the Guru, rather, and then the good qualities of liberation or omniscience, or what it takes to become a Buddha, or also whether a liberation, and then any of the a better future life, or just any of the happiness that we experience in this lifetime. All of this is the source is the guru for us. So then it's saying the foundation of all excellence. We're saying kindness. Then kindness is, we've already mentioned that's the kindness of what the Lama has done for or does for us. And then when we're using the word reverend, reverend is talking about that 제
What do you say that? In general, you are
la yorwa
the
de go ha go
yorwa
de
tarba ran tarba da tamje kim be salam gober chebe na ches yora rani tarba da tamje kim be na gobi yora ko lab je kapche
na
dil ya toba chi yorwa
oh
ne ches
oh ne oh because reverend in the sense of that he's able to or she is able to place you in the high state of either liberation or omniscience, and so that from that sense you have reverence for the Lama. The word here, reverend means having reverent, you know, that they're suitable for revering, right? So then, seeing that proper alliance is the root of the path here, when we're talking about proper alliance, we're talking about relying either in deed or in thought. Thought here means you're relating, the way you relate to the teacher is through this faith or confidence. And then deed means that you're just serving the Lama, I think is the best way to translate that. Just serving your teacher in the best way you can.
This one. Tsushin Temba Lamji Tsawara, Leba Tone, Beba Tumai, Kuba Shimbe Temba Shinji Lopse, Beba Tumai, Kuba Shimbe Temba Shinji, Samba Tachora Niji Kone, Temba Shinji Losigara, Samba de Teba Chame Kone, Teba Chet, Chorwa said, they call Ningo Shabesh or so, Chisun Kashin to Tuba Sado, Modium Gara.
So then, with may I rely on the Lama or relate to the Lama with great respect and continuous effort means that you're making effort at these two different ways of relying on the Lama, whether it be through your deeds, where you're serving the Lama. And the best among those ways of serving the Lama is actually practicing according to what your guru has taught. And then, like I said before, the way you rely in thought is to have faith or confidence or trust in your guru.
That is how Kasura Chisun Kashin to Tuba said, Yanko, Chudan Tumba Jena, Tokura, Chugin Labjasigana, Chudan Mitumba Labjasena. And if a sick chance to young women do tea and drinking middles, if I have a sugar, yes, in a teach and a coat, can't meet up my dear, but to the children of my
son. So when you're relying on the Lama and doing according to what your guru has taught you, practicing what the guru has taught you, means that you're doing what the Lama has, or your guru is telling you to do, that's actually in accord with the teachings, okay? It has to be in accord with the teachings. If the Lama advises you to do something that's not in accord with the teachings, then you have to say, you have to respectfully, not out of, you know, a lack of faith, but, you know, not to break your faith also. But I respectfully say, I'm sorry, I can't do like that. You know, I cannot do what you're asking me to do. Yeah. So, you know, but that doesn't mean that you're you know, breaking your faith in your teacher. You know.
Ni teba tu geishin bure sera. Dona lison teba ngondo madar kiba des. Chue ina kari ina. Tele teba je chue di zashin bu ina. Di shenge de labge tele ko teba yungu ara. Sāngā chū dāng chū lāṃ gāi dāng dāba shū dāi shā mūrē.
Dāba
ngā rū mādhār kye bā sā, āma nā shē rē, būkya āma kua nā shē rē.
Dāba
ngā rū mādhār kye, yuán dāi tam chī sōng shī pēwar chē sā.
Yuán
dāi kāng gāi dāi dāi yōng kū yō rē. Dāba dāi lākba nā shē rē, bāi dāi kua yā sāma dāi chū dāi tū kū rē. Dāba dāi bāi dāi chī wā māngbū, yuán dāi māngbū chū yō rē, dāi kāp sā.
So our faith, actually, our confidence in the teacher is very important. It's like any kind of good qualities come out of faith. So if we're it's like the mother. Faith is said to be like the mother. And so then, that means that it gives rise to any kind of good qualities. Faith is also like hands. It's like having a set of hands. It gathers any kind of good qualities for you. And so then, faith is extremely important. We're translating it as faith. If you don't like that translation, sometimes we do confidence or trust, something like that.
Deba mebe me namla kabyo na mejun de sura deba me na karbe chori ya deba shuk chim me na kabyo chu de ko de ni je le tu gmarwa kabyo chu na me sabe me chi bala nyugo ngum chi shi mas sabe de me chi na ko nyugo tab na nyugo che yo maro o di na shi re
so we have Diane and I have just memorized what that if you lack faith, okay, there's definite drawbacks to lacking faith. So it said that no virtues or good, what do you call them, good qualities can develop in somebody who lacks faith. Just like a burnt seed. It's the example is like if you burn a seed and put it in the ground, it's not gonna grow. So it's that you won't get any green sprout from a lack of faith.
Tene ko dikwa tani shine jamba gombo re son re. Awa tene jamba gombo kera tuk chung chung re nga sange ma ne truye sige. Kera dina dedu ne nga dili tangbo ne yo son re. Kera yi ma shine kera nga kije tanda dro sho se. Jamba gombo kije mi kanga jaga sho jamba gombo pep diyo se re. Ko ki roji kije no yo re. O di son re jiko so se na wala tongo te nyeba maya se ra. O dinde chane kyon dogo lo tpa ka. Yon den she ji cho ne samlo tongo kyon cho ne samlo ma ta yo ne kira chido ma je se yo ra. Eni deba kye na so so kwaya yon den di chong ni de yo re se yo.
So then there's a lot of benefit or advantages to relying or relating to the spiritual teacher. Of course, you're going to develop all these good qualities that lead to either liberation or omniscience, and that's the clear advantages of relying on a spiritual teacher or relating to the spiritual teacher. Then there's disadvantages of not relating or not relating well. And you get basically obstructed to developing any kinds of good qualities, especially if you if you get involved in seeing, you know, faults in your teacher or something, and focus, it means focusing on faults in your teacher. The idea is that there's no certainty about seeing faults. Okay, you can easily mistake, even the Buddha himself was here. You'd probably see the Buddha as just an ordinary person. You couldn't recognize all the magnificent qualities of the Buddha. You would think that he would be an ordinary person, and then. Also, there's a story of Asanga, who's the founder of the lineage of vast deeds of love and compassion. And then he meditated in a cave for 12 years, and. Finally, when he came out of the cave, sort of gave up his meditation, was walking down the road and saw a wounded dog lying on the side of the road with maggots in the wound, and he generated some compassion for this dog and was going to, didn't want to harm the maggots, so he was leaning over and was going to. He was sticking out his tongue to put the maggots on his tongue so that they wouldn't get hurt, and put them on the edge of the road. And then suddenly, Maitreya. He was actually meditating to meet with Maitreya. But that at that point, Maitreya appeared to him, and that he wasn't actually this. You know, it wasn't this dog and so forth. It was Maitreya. And then he said, "What? You're supposed to be, you know, compassionate. Where were you in the beginning of my meditation?" And then he said, "I've always been with you. You just, because of your own obstructions, you couldn't see me. And if you, you know, don't believe that that's true, then, you know, put me on your shoulder and parade me around, in the town." And so he took him on his shoulder and down to town, and he said, "Oh, Maitreya's here. Everybody just saw this crazy guy carrying a dead corpse of a dog around town, you know. So there's no, basically that what that story is saying is that there's no certainty in what you're seeing as being a fault or not a fault.
So then
when you meditate on the relying on the spiritual teacher, you have to think about what are the advantages of relating to the spiritual teacher? What are the disadvantages of relating to the spiritual teacher? Then you think about the different, this is using analytical meditation basically, and then you think about relating in these two different ways of. Both thought and deed, and then in this way you think how good my teacher is, or how good my guru is to me, how important my guru is to me, and then focus on that feeling of. You have that strong feeling, and here you're saying, "May I rely on the teacher with great respect and continuous effort."
This way.
Mm.
lama ten ni rwa te we ten la nyimbu lang bisir kulu ase de re rwa ten jo ten de ya so se milu te nyimbu lang gore se sa chimbu re se kulu te re rwa
so then
so lu ga ni ba ten da
dam ba de so sang de o de
ni de gun ji si ju ten je su ten ba lam ji sa ro le ba do ne be ba do ku ba chimbu ten ba chin ji lu ten do sa rwa ta le ji ni be te we ten san di se de rwa ये टेंजो मुए सोवा से ओ ती ओमा देगे ने कासरे शंदा टेंगी ओरा
ओ दिस सो देन सेन सो देन वी गो फ्रॉम देयर टू फ्रॉम रिलाइंग ऑन हाउ टू रिलेट टू द स्पिरिचुअल टीचर देन गो टू द नेक्स्ट वर्स व्हिच इज आई बेसिकली गोवा मींस टू यू नो टू We have trouble with this word, and trying to all the old translations are coming to mind. But it's just like you know you're motivating yourself. You're sort of just sort of like what do you say? Gua means to exhorting yourself to practice the teachings. You know, we used to use words like that, and I can't think of the word that I would use nowadays. But then. So then that's in this where you're identifying your human life and the precious human life of leisure and opportunity.
And in Jorba, Twinjin Jorko, as someone Jorres, danger the Muson Guadi. Telwas do Mikumba Kiel, Teve, Chutuba Telwa.
So then, in this next verse, we have a human life with pleasures obtained this once. This good human life, I think it means, I can't remember if the word good was in there, or in the Tibetan, is it Den Sang? Den,
yeah?
Yeah, Den Sangbo. Yeah, right.
Den Sangbo.
Den
Sangbo. Sangbo.
Then it's this good human life with leisure and is obtained this once. Here, when we say obtained this once, we're talking about that the. Which is Sangbo. Oh, okay. But anyway, so the first line we can get through anyway, this good human life of leisure and opportunity is obtained this one means that that there's usually, we haven't just been born as a human once, but relative to the amount of times that we've been born into the miserable realms as an animal or a hungry ghost or a hell being, it's like once, okay? And so then the reason that we've been reborn into the miserable realms so frequently is that in the miserable, because we're always involved in harmful, destructive actions. If we use the word sin sometimes, or misdeeds, wrongdoing, we're mostly involved in that. So then, as a result, we end up in the miserable realms for the most part. So then, So then it's like, oh, I've got this human life this once, you know, and then it's a good human life. No, it's a with leisure means that you have the freedom to practice the teachings, and it says good human life, which is missing from here. The good means that it has all the conditions, all the various conditions that we need for practicing, and usually that's expressed in the conditions that pertain to oneself, and then we call them the opportunities, but and, you know, human life of leisure and opportunities, but it really means the good conditions to practice the teachings that pertain to yourself, something that you've got yourself, or pertains to others. It's sort of these conditions that have to do with others.
But choose Yabutuburis, Mondo Lamico, and Tavashi, Tarva Tamje Kebabi, Toya Yabutuburis, Shindu Nega, Tensian Shaguni, then that Shambu Shavijuni, Shindu Nega Tensian.
So then you understand it is very important and hard to find. The very important here is talking about that with this human life of leisure and opportunity, then we can attain whatever purpose we want, whether it's human life of leisure and opportunity, omniscience, liberation or omniscience, all of these things we can attain using this human life. So then it's not really impressive to use this life just to sustain life. Okay, the animals are able to sustain their own life. We have to use our intelligence to do something more than that, and then we have to make it useful to attain some higher purposes in life. And so then it's saying, may I produce unceasingly the mind that takes up its essence day and night. So then if we just say something about hard to find here, we have that one phrase there about this human life is hard to find from a different perspectives that it's hard to find and hard to obtain, maybe, or obtain this life. And one is just from the causes that create this human life, or you have to have very, very pure ethical discipline. And then you have to sort of increase that with practices of generosity and so forth, or patience and the other virtues. And then there's and finally you have to dedicate that all that with a pure altruistic dedication for the sake of others. So then that's hard to do. And then from the viewpoint of, if we think about it, how it's hard to obtain from it's very, it's nature. The nature means that human life is rare, and just by nature, because if you think about how many insects and animals there are in the world, relative to that, human life is sort of just a few humans. There aren't too many humans around, so then hard to obtain from that perspective. And then the final one is from the perspective of analogy. You can think of this one analogy. There are many different analogies, but there's the analogy of the. It's like a yoke, a golden yoke floating on the. I guess it's like an oxen yoke means like what you put over an oxen's head, and that's got it. They maybe in this country they don't have that, but it's got like a collar, okay. A turtle that comes.
Lungi kaskali yondo.
Oh yeah, and then and that's being tossed all over the ocean. The top of it's floating on the top of the ocean, and the waves are tossing, and the wind's blowing it, and it's going all over the ocean. And then there's a turtle that comes up to the surface once every 100 years, a theoretical turtle, and like a cicada, sort of like the cicada of the ocean. Then it comes up once.
Longa deba, jibe longa imba, ming mengyo.
Oh, longa, yeah. Oh, blind turtle. Yeah, I'm sorry, I forgot. It's not like he's aiming for the yoke, right? And so he's just coming up blind, and then he sticks his head through that golden yoke, that's being tossed around on the surface of the ocean. So it's like that. It's just. Like it's just like a shot in the dark or whatever. We have that like winning the lottery is the one that came up in one of Diana's classes. Yeah, it's just a very rare thing to have a human life. Okay, so that's the end.
Angwa chesha tiringa raza. Di tanda kewa sakwa di samangwa. Jambepa chesha.
Yeah, so then we're going to dedicate any kind of virtue or good merit that we've accumulated today to, for the sake of all beings, share it with all beings with those two last verses there. I dedicate all this virtue to emulate the knowledge of the hero Manjushri and likewise Samantabhadra as well. With whatever dedication is praised as supreme by all the conquerors who traverse the three times, I also dedicate all my roots of virtue for the sake of all auspicious deeds.
Oh, yeah.
Did you take him?
That's all. Thank you,
Geshe-la.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.